As the beloved God of gold speaks his heart to us all, may our mighty I Am presence bless him and thank him and enfold him forever in our love and gratitude for all that his service, love, and life means to the earth. And as a representative from the physical sun, may our love go forth to the limitless, invincible legions of the golden flame and golden essence and golden ray from the physical sun for all that that peace and love of life means to the earth. Beloved of my heart, let us enter tonight deep within the radiance of that golden flame from the heart of creation that bears to the people of earth the love and the healing power of the peace that brings all things into divine order easily, happily, invincibly, and holds command until the great divine plan manifests itself in outer action. Tonight, in rendering this assistance to you all, I wish to call to your attention something which we have touched upon from time to time in a healing activity that mankind can use with very great benefit for themselves and for others. I speak of the liquid, sparkling, golden, oil-like substance that is poured forth through the golden ray to the earth for the use of mankind and for the healing activities of those who require assistance. Now, since the outer world is constantly generating irritation and discord that absorbs the energy of the outer self until it becomes depleted, this which I am explaining and which we have offered before does just the opposite. It supplies to you the peace of the healing love which manifests as an essence from the physical sun. When this is allowed to come forth in, through, and around the physical body, especially around the outside of the nerves of the body, it is a most wonderful, healing, soothing, peace-producing activity of life. And as the nerves of the body are coated, so to speak, with this golden, sparkling essence, it leaves a drop, so to speak, of that at the end of each nerve. And if you will hold the picture of this coming from both your higher mental body or myself or any of the ascended hosts who are concerned with healing, you will find it an immediate restoring activity to the body. It is a very wonderful essence that comes from the physical sun. When this same essence flows through the physical structure of earth, it condenses and solidifies into what you know as metallic gold. But it has three states. It exists within the golden flame, and it exists as an essence, and it exists as a solid substance. Each of different intensity, but each the focus of purity, of love, and of peace and healing power to the life in this world. Regardless of whether that life is in a human body, or in the plant life, or in the so-called animal life of the world, wherever this golden flame and golden substance and golden essence manifests, it brings the peace and the healing power of the love from the physical sun. And since it is my privilege to direct much of this into the physical structure of Earth, it is also part of my service to life to direct it to individuals who give it recognition or who give me recognition. And beloved ones, I would plead with you, watch your feelings, that when you think of me or you ask for the assistance of the golden flame and golden ray, that you do not hold within yourselves a clawing feeling for metallic gold. Just because that is part of my service does not mean that I'm going to release that everywhere there is a craving for it. The purpose for which mankind use it as yet is but infinitesimal compared to what the great beings in the physical sun use metallic gold for in both the physical structure of the earth, in the waters of the ocean, in the plant life of the planet, and in the physical bodies of mankind, and into their mental and feeling world, and into the very atmosphere of Earth itself. This substance of gold interpenetrates everything on the Earth, in the Earth, and in the atmosphere of Earth. And so when you understand correctly its purpose in existence and the blessing which it can bestow, you will value it for much, much greater service than that which is representing the wealth of the outer world. It is far greater in its service to life from a healing standpoint, and a purifying standpoint, and a peace-compelling standpoint, far, far greater than what you know of as the wealth of the outer world. So I come tonight to bring you the illumination and the comprehension of its cosmic service to the earth and its myriad blessings to mankind who understand it and love it for its true worth and for the divine purpose that it is created and drawn into this world to produce perfection. And now, in the service which the golden ray renders to the earth, it has many, many very wonderful blessings. The natural color of the radiation through the brain structure of mankind, when not interfered with by the discord of the feelings or imperfect thoughts suggested to the mind, when the mind is pure, the light within the brain is gold. When the feelings are pure and there is peace within the emotional body, the light within the entire stomach area is gold. When the heart is pouring forth its love that produces peace, the radiation is gold. And so there is a sun, a golden sun, of its blazing essence, its flame, and its substance, within and around the unfed flame of your hearts, within the brain structure, and within the center of the body, the solar plexus. So if you will hold the picture of the physical body moving in a sun presence of that golden flame, you can be as insulated from the discord of the outer world as if you were not even on the planet. You can live, move, and have your being in a blazing golden sun of the sacred fire, the essence, and the substance of that love from the physical sun and from the great central sun that is the peace to this world that mankind craves. After you have struggled under a certain amount of turmoil, the feelings begin to demand release and relief from that turmoil. There comes a craving within your life for peace, because life knows that it should never have been disturbed by discord. And so, when the outer world weighs heavily upon you, and you have had enough of its discord and destructive activities, there comes such an intense desire for release from that, that the craving is really the desire within life for this sustaining love that brings peace and healing and control of outer conditions by the power of the higher mental body and physical sun, instead of by the physical activities of the outer life. It is part of my service to life to bring this illumination to the intellectual consciousness of mankind. But when you begin to love the golden flame within your own life, within your own beloved I Am presence, and the physical sun and the great central sun, when you begin to love it with such intensity that you draw more of its inner essence and manifestation into the flesh body and out into the atmosphere about you, there comes like a magnificent power from above that enters into you and just steals everything. And then you rest at ease within the peace that is really your home. Life was never meant to struggle in this incessant movement and irritation and restlessness of the outer life's activity. The outer life was meant to be at ease, moving harmoniously, joyously, wonderfully, at peace, even in action. So when you come to rest, or want rest, within the golden flame, you will find a very wonderful activity taking place as illumination in the mind, as an expansion of love within the heart, and as a feeling of absolute stillness and relaxation and ease and quiet within the solar plexus, within the stomach area of the body. Now, it is our desire to help you to create around the body the condensation, a sphere or sun of this inner essence that wherever you go just pours its peace and its love into the atmosphere about you, and it settles the turmoil of the energy of the outer world and allows the mighty I Am presence to bring forth its perfection to bless whatever you contact. As this is intensified, it becomes a luminous atmosphere about the body. And when you draw it forth to that intensity, you would never need to even say to conditions of the outer world, peace be still. That radiance would go forth and be the stilling of outer conditions that are disturbing or destructive or limiting in any way. This is the expanding power of our love that brings peace into all life and purifies all substance and energy, that it may be remolded into the beauty and the perfection that is worthy to be made eternal. So, beloved ones, regardless of how much perfection you want, regardless of your desire for your ascension and the attainment of the divine plan's fulfillment in your outer world activities, the use and understanding of the golden flame, the golden essence, and this golden substance is absolutely imperative if you are going to cooperate with a constructive way of life. And so as you go forward, willing to help the rest of the world, you will enjoy greatly the concentration of the golden flame in and around yourselves with a conscious command that you become a sun, a golden sun of its presence, and that wherever you abide, you send that golden flame forth like a messenger to carry its commanding love and peace and controlling action into outer conditions before you arrive. Now, this does not take the place of the violet consuming flame, nor the blue flame, nor any other flame. Each flame has its own distinct activity of love. But the golden flame is your natural home. It is the natural color, or was originally, of this world. And so when you return to the use of it, you will feel a contentment, a peace, and a rest within it that brings you always victory. Because, beloved, victory's flame is the golden flame. It is the victory of love in command over all qualities of human creation. And when that flame blazes, it heals all wherever it passes by. And since the world is starving for its peace, each of you may become now, with this conscious understanding, a golden sun of its presence, and you abiding within that as the unfed flame of life, our full conscious authority to command wherever you abide that all things be at peace and turn Godward to the fulfillment of the great divine plan. And that is the reason the beloved Master Jesus said to the turmoil in the waves, "Peace, be still." And they obeyed him. It is why in the Orient there has been the blessing for centuries of peace be with you. And so it will ever go on until it fills everything, and mankind have by conscious call set it into action to fulfill its divine plan and take mankind forward to the fulfillment of their destiny and bring the perfection into this world that is waiting to flood everywhere the power that lifts all into the ascension, the original divine way. And so it is my privilege to assist both the mighty Victory and the mighty Saint Germain and the mighty Master Jesus and beloved Godfrey and all the great ones who are trying to bring mankind to the victory of the ascension. May I say, we are a very necessary part of that attainment. And the legions who come under my direction, both of the angelic host and the powers of nature, bring only peace and love wherever they abide. They await your calls. They will ever bring you their blessings. They are real and tangible and can become visible wherever love invites them to abide and provides the purity in which they may render their service to you all. I commend you to the heart flame of love of the angels of the golden flame, and the beings of the golden flame. And it will be my privilege to ever assist you whenever you desire my love and my glorifying element into your world for the service to life that brings peace to all. Thank you. With all my heart. Precious, beloved God of gold and your limitless legions and angelic hosts, thank you for your love. Thank you for your service to life. May we be a part of it, and wherever we abide, your peace hold command through us for eternity. That we may be the healing presence to the nations, as well as to individuals, until only the peace of God's love can touch the life of this world. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask your enfolding presence to us all. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible love from the golden flame, the golden essence, the golden substance from the heart of the physical sun, that wherever we abide, it takes its dominion and sets mankind free forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the golden flame of your own heart's love and make it speak through us your peace to life. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, precious God of gold, and all who govern the golden ray and golden flame to the earth. May we be your family of love and peace to life that heals all wherever we abide or pass by. So the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Tohans, the seven great archangels, the recallers never before for your presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Blaze it through us and around us. And blessed Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the peace and eternal love of the golden sun of everlasting freedom. May it go forth and release the earth as soon as possible, and take all into the ascension, the original divine way. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charged to the one mighty stroke of that world enfolding golden flame that brings the peace of everlasting love to command the earth and hold control for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, command, compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all and peace to the earth for eternity. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the victory of that great golden flame to the earth, whose love brings peace for eternity and healing wherever we abide.